B-Pod Studios.
George Brett, during his last season, where he came out and said, when they asked him, hey, what do you want your last hit to be? You want the last hit to be a home run? He said, no, I want to hit a dribbler to the second baseman, run hard down the first baseline, and show all the kids how this game's supposed to be played.
Mm.
Love it.
Hit you in the feels, huh?
Every time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Every
that's
time.
Why, that's
yeah,
why I didn't go pro. Because I just kept hitting dribblers to the second baseman.
But you
I
ran
followed
hard,
his lead.
But you ran hard.
Yeah, but I wasn't fast. Thanks, Brett.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Running with the little legs. Sorry, I can't help it. Every
oh,
time.
Damn.
What a low blow.
It's 2020 and you're going there.
I'm not short
we're
shaming.
Short shaming.
Oh, you weren't?
Like, I can help
little
it?
Really?
Little legs.
What, you
shaming.
Think it's fun and not be able to get on any of the rides at Six Flags? You think that's enjoyable
Wait,
for
on.
Me?
Is that true?
I'll no take personal
you on.
Questions.
Well, you brought up the personal facts.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but now you're asking questions on top of it. Just let the facts sit there and marinate.
No, wait, hold on, seriously. Can you get on rides?
It's debatable. What shoes am I wearing?
Touch and go.
Yeah, but he can still get in the movies as a 16-year-old.
That's the
yeah.
plus.
Yeah.
You get the children's discount.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were some of the quotes people had for us, Pat? Do you have a quote or two from the people that have got sport quotes and stuff?
I honestly have not checked Twitter.
I have them right in front of me.
I'm sorry. I followed Chris Long's lead and I hopped off. I apologize.
I don't believe you.
One of the first ones we got was from the tuna, Bill Parcells.
Real? Okay, what's he got?
If they want you to cook the dinner, at least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Absolutely. Mm. Being a coach and GM at the
that
same
is
time.
Good. Brilliant.
I actually used a variation of that with the Brett Brown situation.
Oh, yeah, what was
where
that?
Where I said that Elton Brand bought the groceries and Brett Brown didn't follow the recipe.
Ooh.
See what I did?
I like that, actually.
Huh? So you're liking your own quote.
Basically... Bill Parcells.
You're
less talented Bill Parcells.
Tell me, what was Lawrence Taylor like?
Was
that a personal question?
Yeah, it's touch and go.
Yeah, that's touch and go. What else, Jimmy?
Our buddy Ruin today said literally anything Mike Tyson ever said.
I saw that one and I read it as literally whatever Mike Tyson said.
Our buddy Rugsy says win today and we walk together forever.
Yep, Fred Shiro.
Like, that might be the most true. Like,
yeah.
Because we've talked to Bernie Perron about this. Like, I've asked Bernie Perron about this. And they're all still walking together, man. You see the hound down there at the Wells Fargo Center when it's running? Like, all those guys, like Bobby Clark forever, like,
sure.
All those guys, they still walking together, man.
Yep. The next one I actually have is drop.
Oh, I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's one I use often.
Is that guy like not really funny anymore?
Nah.
Like I was like, no, I want to like this guy. Please don't be a
scumbag.
He's got a mullet. Like, don't be a scumbag.
It's hilarious.
Exactly. He had the I'm a man, I'm 40. Then he grew his hair out to be like some surfer dude fella. Now then he's got the mullet, and then all of a sudden, he's not such a good dude anymore.
Yeah. The next one's from I didn't even know this one, Mookie Wilson. When I'm in a slump, I comfort myself by saying, if I believe in dinosaurs, then somewhere they must believing in me. And if they believe in me, then I can believe in me, and then I bust out.
That's good. I like that one.
Wow. Who was that, Mookie Wilson?
Yeah.
Whatever helps you. Whatever helps you.
There's a quote from Bill Buckner that says, I wish dinosaurs didn't believe in Mookie Wilson.
Our buddy Bob Long of Bob Long Sports. Bob Uecker is probably a treasure trove of these as well. His was, the way to catch a knuckleball is to wait until it stops rolling and then pick it up.
That's a great one.
Do you know what Bob Uecker's book is called? He wrote a book.
I don't know. What is it called?
It's called The Catcher in the Rye. I swear to God. So it's not like it's spelled.
It's not J.D. Salinger.
Yeah, it's not J.D. Salinger, but he spelled it a different way so people might accidentally buy it. I swear to God, you can look it up. It's genius, really. It's like the most typical Bob Uecker thing. Like, I'm going to write a book and I'm going to make sure that these things sell by people who aren't really paying attention.
That's good.
I've heard so many Bob Uecker stories secondhand
from
someone I used to work with. That I could do 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like of all the stories that have been
related
to me, and like he's made them all public. Like apparently his whole Hall of Fame speech was just winged. Like it was just like I'm just gonna go up and start talking. I'm not gonna write.
I'm Bob Uecker, damn it.
I'm the Uke, dude. I can do what I want. Anyway,
played for the Phillies.
He did play for the Phillies.
Yeah.
One of the stories that I know is actually it involves him playing for the Phillies.
Ah.
All right. Well,
final two. One local ones tied in. Time's yours.
Phenomenal.
and world champs, world bleeping champs.
You know, that's hard to say.
Big fan of that.
Without the cadence.
Yeah.
World champions.
Yeah. Like he was really, really enjoying it.
Oh, man.
Like he teased you and then came the hammer.
And I remember after he like said champions the first time, I was like, he's drunk. And then I was like, something's coming here. And then he did it.
Bob Uecker and I share a birthday.
Do you really?
We do. How about that?
Happy birthday to you.
Wayne Gretzky, Bob Uecker, and
Bob Cooney.
Somebody else. Yeah, me. Ellen DeGeneres.
Look at you.
Who's the odd man out in that one?
It's Cooney. He's the one that short-shamed you, and you're going to bang me? Seriously? You're coming at me?
I'm taking the hate that I got from him, and I'm putting it... And you're right. I apologize. That's not right.
I sat here and defended your little legs. Whatever.
Patrick, do you have all the takes for us?
Yeah, happy birthday, Bob.
Here's all the takes. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Catching the Rye, by the way, was spelled W-R-Y.
Could you see like a bunch of seventh grade kids like having to write a book report and their parents accidentally got that?
If you're a seventh grade kid and you see the Catcher in the Rye on your summer reading list, and you go to the bookstore and you're a baseball fan, you're like, I'm getting away with this, right? I can just read this.
Who knew?
All right, so
just for the record, Catcher in the Rye by Bob Uecker has a 3.8 out of 5. Good reads. On the Goodreadometer.
I used to do Goodreads.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, this is good.
I don't read books.
Yeah.
I don't waste my
time. That's pretty solid, 3.8.
Yeah, so long-winded, write a book. What the hell's the matter with you?
Kid can't even read. All right, in the NFL...
That's 2 days in a row you made that reference, but go ahead.
It's apropos.
It is.
The NFL, the Ravens announced that they'll only allow 14,000 fans in the stands if they return.
Amazing! Only 14... Like, first off, they even put a number out there. Like, how do they get that number? M&T Bank Stadium holds, like, I think similar to the league, between 65 and 70,000 people. And they're like, yeah, 14,000? Man, I hope we're in a better spot than that. But, hey, look, at least they're inviting people in.
Yeah, I mean, do you actually think, though, that fans will be allowed in the stands?
Well, no.
So it's suites only? I kind of feel like we're
wasting our time here.
What, that they're just teasing
fans?
Announcing
it? Yeah, I feel like they're teasing fans, and they're going to do a drawing and all that, and then about a month before games actually get played, they're going to go, we're not allowing fans. No, we're good.
What else you got?
You guys touched on this about an hour ago. Former Eagle great Raheem Mostert has requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys all seemed very interested.
I'm interested, but I'm not interested to the tune of, what was it, Tevin Coleman money at $4.5 million?
Yeah, apparently that's the big hang-up is he wants a new contract.
And he's 28 years old.
I don't blame him.
Well, he wants to be traded because they're only going to give him $2.7. That's what he's supposed to get this year. And after his impact on the team last year, they made it to a Super Bowl. He's like, oh, yeah. Like, we talked about maybe Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch sniffing themselves. Mozart is smelling himself a little bit more than anybody.
Not Mozart.
Mozart.
Yeah, I don't blame him, though. I mean,
you got to strike while the iron's hot.
There's a really good chance that in a year from now, he could be doing $10 cameo videos. I don't blame him for trying to get paid. All right, moving on. Yes. Amazon will put all Redskins merchandise from their site. They'll take it off.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's over. They're going to change their name.
Yeah.
There's been too much big money involved with them withdrawing.
Yeah,
Nike, Amazon, and FedEx.
They were finally able to
get toast.
Dan Snyder where it matters and in the wallet.
One of the things...
And the minority owners, which own 40%, said they're out if it doesn't change.
We've talked about this for a while now, but this is the first time that the money has really affected it. And I didn't...
Which is the only thing that really gets changed going.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that Dan Snyder was also trying to get a new stadium.
Well, FedEx Field's a dump and a horrible location.
I hate FedEx Field. I despise FedEx Field. Like 90,000 people and they have one exit. Like, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And it's in an awful location, Jamie, as you mentioned. I didn't even realize this was up for a new stadium.
How old is FedEX? I mean, they haven't been out of JFK.
It
hasn't been 20 years, right?
It's been around since I was in college. I graduated college 2004.
Well, I want to say like 97.
Yeah, I want to say 98,
it was
99.
Jack
maybe.
Kent Cook, right? First, and then they went FedEx.
Something like that.
It's always been a toilet.
It actually made me appreciate the link because I went down there for a game because tickets were dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And then getting in, I went, oh my God, we are so lucky to be where we are because there's so many avenues to get to the link if you want. You can take public transportation. You can, get off 76. You can take the back roads. You're right. There's one place to go. It's horrible.
I hate it. And also, side fact, I'm not even making a joke. It smells like poop.
It does smell.
It smells terrible.
It smells like poop. Yes.
Well, it mirrors the product. The Nets will sign 40-year-old Jamal Crawford, Michael Beasley to boost their roster for the stretch run.
How many points are they going to drop on the...
Well, he might actually get time because half their roster is missing.
Yeah. No, he's going to get time. No, that's not what I thought. Like, he's going to get his minutes. He's going to drop like 35 points.
Did the Sixers miss out on Jamal Crawford?
No.
And by miss out, I mean, like, he was always the name that got thrown out when it was, hey, you can boost your bench. Jamal Crawford's out there. Why not?
He comes into play if you lose a bunch of guys to COVID.
But yes, not like the Nets.
Yeah, he wouldn't have cracked the rotation, I don't think.
No.
Wow. Can't even beat out a Furkan. Okay.
What do you mean? I just watched Furkan hit a three-pointer against Portland last night at the buzzer to win the game. Yeah. Early in the season.
Bob was going back.
That was on last night. It happened.
Yeah.
Do you know the Sixers started the season 5-0?
Yeah, and then went...
And were 3-0 on the road?
Yeah, so...
They went 7-26 the rest of the year. We talk about 10... They were 7-26 the rest of the year on the road.
That's amazing.
The inconsistency with the Sixers, though, can kind of be summed up, though, in that first 8 games. Because they win 5 straight, and then they lose the next 3.
Yeah. Right. They wound up 8-5 after their first 13.
Well, Brett Brown didn't, as we learned earlier, didn't follow the recipe.
Yeah, he didn't.
That's a brilliant remark by somebody. Go ahead, Pat.
The Ivy League canceled all fall sports. They're trendsetters.
Trendsetters in that they canceled their Ivy League tournament before the NCAA tournament, and we're all like, oh, man, can't they find a place to play away from Corona? It's like, well, where's that? No, good point. Don't know. And now they've canceled fall sports, including football, obviously.
I didn't have a problem with them canceling the tournaments and stuff. I had a problem with them not giving eligibility to the players who were seniors for another year.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I get it. You're the Ivy League. You know, you're busy building Facebook and stuff, but they hate sports. They can't stand it. Yeah. They won't give scholarships. They're quick to cancel everything. I don't like...
They're too smart for us, Pat. That's what it is.
You know what I don't like about them? Princeton offense. Thanks, Eddie Jordan. What else you got?
Jesus, what a disaster that was. UFC fighter punched an old man in a bar in Texas. Mike Perry.
I saw the video. It's
not good.
Really bad.
What are the old... Why did he punch an old man?
He was drinking berry mojitos and got cut off and asked to leave the restaurant and did not take it well. And his girlfriend tried, but this guy looks like an absolute maniac.
Yeah, his girlfriend / cornerman tried. True story. This guy is a meathead.
And they tried to get him out of the bar, and he wasn't having it.
He was walking out, and an old man who I believe is an employee of the restaurant was kind of like standing in between him and others, and I guess got too close for his drunk liking, and he just took a haymaker at him and dropped him. The old man hit his head on the concrete.
Oh my God.
Was taken to the hospital and was said he was experiencing some memory issues from what happened.
How old was this old guy?
I couldn't tell. Probably like late 50s, early 60s.
Now, it's not old. It's worth mentioning
but
that.
Old enough that he shouldn't be hitting
him. Right.
Not to defend Mike Perry in any situation, but the old guy kind of stepped to him and challenged him a little bit. Because words were exchanged, and the old man basically, like he said, I'm going to knock you out. And the old man basically said, bring it on. And then they got into it.
And cops came, and an arrest was not made. Because he sat down. He basically, after he knocked the old man out, sat down and was like, call the cops, call the cops. I did nothing wrong. And he was using some expletives. And
well, what is the legal? Like, there's some legal thing about, like, if you tell someone to punch you and they do. Like, what is it, like, 2 times you have to tell them? Like, there's some kind
I'm not sure.
Stupid jargon. I know there's something about.
Really?
There's something about groping.
What?
I know that if a woman tells you...
You've read the rules of groping.
No,
huh?
I saw it on...
I saw it on TMZ.
It's like the same kind of thing for assault. Anyway, Pat, go ahead. What else you got?
Oh, we do have a quote, though, from Mike Perry.
What do we got?
Go ahead.
I'll hit an old man in public.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's from the fight.
And when you said old man, I thought it would be like 70 years old, 80 years old.
Totally.
You can't really tell. It's the back of his head.
Like,
but yeah.
Like, I look at my father-in-law who's in his 70s, and I'm just like, he doesn't come off as an old man to me. He's a senior citizen.
He's old, Mark. He's old. Yeah. Look, I follow you. See, the guy's a meathead.
This
is not surprising. All right.
Well,
and finally,
stop defending him, you jerk.
I should, really. Got to be a contrarian. So finally, today in history, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets were sold and rebranded as some team called the Philadelphia Eagles.
Today is their birthday or yesterday's their birthday?
It's today, 1933.
When I clicked on the Eagles yesterday, balloons came up.
They might have created their Twitter. I mean, is that what it was?
Probably.
Was their Twitter birthday? Because if you...
Probably.
Yeah, but the fact sheet that we get every morning said that it was today.
Is it delayed because of a year when they were the Steagles? These are the questions.
End the second.
I feel really awkward right now.
Thank you, Pat Egan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.